This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Wednesday, June the 18th of 2025, day 169th of the year. And only 196 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
You know, hanging out with the Radio Big folks, because, hey, why would we not do that? Have you not hung out over there? There are some cool-ass cats doing some stuff over there, no doubt about that. So, how are you? How's the last 24 been? Yeah. Some interesting stuff. We've done some things. We've hung out, done some things here, done some things there. We even, hit the triangle from time to time. So, there you go. So, a lot of stuff going on because, you know, that is just the way of the world and the things that are happening inside of the multiverse. So, should I talk about this right away? I don't know. Matter of fact, let's kind of wait. Let's talk about what we do here. We talk about safety and we talk about the news. We talk about safety and the news. That's kind of the combination of things that we have going on. You can interact with the show. We can interact together and do everything that we need to do and then move forward. That's just kind of the way that the world should work. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's perfect, but it should be the way that it works in regards to what we have going on. No doubt about that. So with that being said, as we do these things, if you want to interact with the show, call in radio.com. That's the easiest way to get into this thing. You call, you get into our system, it gives you video, audio, and text messaging by getting in there the moment that you do. It's the easiest way to do anything. Because as we do that, well, I get to see everything on my end in regards to what is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. And that's what I like about it. So you just click the button that says, call me now. And once you get there, well, everything happens. Everything moves, everything grooves. Easiest way to do that. So anyways, that is what's going on. So that is it. So why don't we do this? We're going to talk a little bit about everything that's going on inside of the world, because that's what makes our life kind of move here. So why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending?
It is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about the trends of the ends of the ends. Notable and noteworthy. How to fly in the highest of styles. We're going to talk about that. Also, updates on Diddy and R. Kelly in show business. Also, could CNN's Golden Boy be making an exit? And we'll find that out inside of casting calls. And as ever promises, restock store shelves sooner rather than later. We'll talk about that and the details of the Royals. Yeah, I mean, where else would we talk about it? We'd have to talk about it there. If not, we'd be talking about it somewhere else, and I'm not even sure where that somewhere else would be. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we get our friends ready from Feature Story News, where they can tell you about the features of the stories of what's going on inside of the world of the news. So let's do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump is reportedly deciding whether the US should get directly involved in the Israel-Iran conflict. He's been holding talks with advisers at the White House to discuss possible strikes on Tehran's nuclear sites. President Trump's called for unconditional surrender from Iran. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Iran will never compromise. Former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Jamie Rubin says airstrikes might not be enough to achieve Washington's objectives.
The only way I would really be sure that Iran's Fordo facility and other facilities were destroyed would be if I knew we had commandos on the ground. That's called a ground war. That's an invasion. That's a whole nother level.
President Trump is set to extend a sale or ban deadline for TikTok again. The app was due to be banned in the US after its Chinese owner refused to sell it to an American buyer in line with a law signed by President Biden. A decision by MPs to decriminalize abortion in England and Wales is being described as a landmark moment. It'll stop women from being investigated by police or prosecuted for ending a pregnancy outside of the rules. Critics say it's a dangerous change. James Kitchen reports.
In the biggest shake-up in reproductive rights for almost 60 years, women who seek to terminate a pregnancy outside of 24 weeks no longer face the threat of arrest or prosecution.
The ayes to the right, 379. The noes to the left, 137. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it. Unlock!
Labour's Tonia Antoniazzi tabled the amendment to the government's crime and policing bill, which passed by a majority of 242 votes. She says it's about supporting desperate women who need compassion.
Really good news for those women that currently find themselves in the system.
The legal framework and 24-week timeline with doctors' approval hasn't changed. Conservative MP Sir John Hayes.
This is the biggest change to abortion since 1967 with the least consideration or scrutiny. That's very sad.
The amended bill will now continue making its way through Parliament.
American shoppers slowed spending in May as retail sales fell 0.9%, according to the Commerce Department. The worse-than-expected figures come after consumers splurged on autos and other goods in recent months to beat tariff-related price increases. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
Consumer spending showed its largest decrease since January. And it was lower than the Dow Jones forecast for a 0.6% reduction, suggesting consumers may be nervous about the direction of the economy and they're choosing to save rather than spend. The primary driver of the retail decline was a dip in car sales.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the splits between President Trump's America First supporters over whether the United States does or does not have a vital national security interest in Israel's conflict with Iran. Yesterday, we heard from former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He insists the U.S. should absolutely support Israel in its efforts to unseat Iran's Islamic fundamentalist leaders. Today, a different view. It comes from controversial pro-Trump influence influencer Candace Owens. Like former Fox News host Tucker Carlson, she is urging President Trump to drop Israel and let it battle Iran on its own. Here's an excerpt from a video she released over the weekend.
No, this is stupid. We don't need to be involved in Bibi Netanyahu's Middle East BS and expansion policies. Okay, they don't have the people, so they want you to be the people that go die for it and are trying to marry you to those ideas in the classroom, on podcasts, via the media. This is the new vibe.
He sounds like an Iranian propagandist when he says don't die in Iran.
Obviously, no person should send their kids to die in the Middle East because this has been our policy, our flatline policy for the last decades, and nothing good has come of it.
President Trump said on Sunday that he created the America First movement and only he gets to decide the future of its policy towards the Middle East. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US President Donald Trump's reportedly deciding whether the US should get directly involved in the Israel-Iran conflict. President Trump set to extend a sale or ban deadline for TikTok again. A decision by MPs to decriminalize abortion in England and Wales is being described as a landmark moment. And American shoppers slowed spending in May as retail sales fell 0.9%, according to the latest data. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Duh. More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved.
No hidden fees, cancel any time, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AMs. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
I guess you should give some flying ant something or another, that's for sure. Anyways, so there you go. By the way, before I forget, because I want to talk about this, Sam Goodman, you know, from the Hop Nerd fame, sent me some stuff in the mail a few days ago. Kind of cool stuff. And I mean, I had seen him mess around with it online, but he sent me these things. If you have not seen these, just for the reference point here, these are these little cards. Let's see if I can get this in focus. Called Starting Points. And they're operational curiosity questions by Sam Goodman from the Hop Nerd LLC. And listen, they are kind of this questions to start driving forward with stuff. So here's kind of like one of the cards. It's like, what is something that just never seems to work right? And kind of just a conversation starter. One of those things to start having a conversation inside of your org. Here's another word. What's the dumbest thing you have to do working here? So there's about 40, I think there was 50, maybe 48, 50 cards. We were kind of hanging out talking about some of this stuff yesterday. But really cool concept. And of course, you know, it's black and white. So I love me the color. So yeah. Sam Goodman doing some cool stuff out there in regards to that. He sent me a whole bunch of stuff. But yeah, the card deck thing, cool concept, especially if you don't really know where to start. The starting point cards are a cool conception in regards of doing some of the stuff. Yeah. So yeah, Sam Goodman, thanks for sending this over. Really do appreciate it, man. So yeah, if you want to take a look at it, I believe he has them on the hopnerd.com. So there you go. There you go. Anyways, let's continue talking about some things going on inside of the world in the multiverse, because that's why we are here in regards of talking about some of the stuff. So let's get into some butchering of names here. Here's the state of things in the Middle East. Iran's crown prince, whose father was deposed by, Shah of Iran back in 1979, Iranian Revolution, published the video message on Tuesday calling for people of Iran to rise up against the Islamic Republic regime. We have a plan for Iran's future and its flourishing. And he said in the video and called for a democratic government. So there's a whole thing about that. President Trump announced that the American and Israeli intelligence known the current location of the so-called supreme leader, who is reportedly in hiding, and that he's choosing not to kill him, at least for now, adding, our patient is wearing thin. He followed up with a post with characteristically ambiguous mentions, unconditional surrender. Israel's ongoing strikes have reportedly crippled Iran's central bank, effectively freezing the regime's funds, but also creating a problem for Iranians trying to withdraw money and flee. So, a lot of stuff going on, like always. I mean, no doubt about that, as we are doing our stuff. No doubt there. Also, for the first time, Nielsen's rating message has a plurality of Americans watching television through streaming services instead of through cable and broadcast networks last month, by a hair, of course. Streaming beat traditional viewing 45% to 44%, and another ding to the traditional media apparatus. Reuters Institute reports that the majority of Americans get their news through social media and individual personalities instead through news networks. More than half of the respondents at 54% turn to accounts on such like Facebook, X, YouTube, compared to 50% who turn official news sites on their apps like NBC News or the New York Times. More than one in five respondents say that they've gotten information from podcasters, mostly Joe Rogan, in the last week. I don't know. I have such a hard time with traditional media. And listen, I don't care which network you listen to. I don't care if it's Fox. I don't care if it's MSNBC, CNN, whatever, News Nation. They all lean one way, shape, or form. And I know News Nation says that they don't lean. And don't get me wrong. I think News Nation, if anything, they kind of give you a mixture of everything. But they still lean. It's kind of one of those things that is impossible to do. And listen, we around here try to do the same thing. But at the end of the day, you're going to go with voices that you like. Just kind of the way that it goes. I try to consume enough media where I can get a little bit different perspective from everyone. And as much as you've heard us do this throughout the years, as we try to interact with people that don't lean too hard one way or another. You see that some of the people that we interact with go hardcore on leaning one way or another. And listen, you might have not liked Biden. You might have not liked Trump. But you have to kind of keep it down the middle. Just the best way to do it. When you start saying, well, in my point of view, that's this. Well, you're going to lose some people. Just kind of the way that it goes. I don't understand some of the stuff that happens inside of the media. I don't understand some of the stuff that goes on in government. I really don't understand some of the stuff that goes on in government. But it's kind of the world that we live in. I think it's interesting. I was gone to Mexico, as you already know, because we've already discussed it a couple of times this week. But I look at it and I go, how weird is this? I was gone and I pretty much went the whole week without watching the news. And it was a good time. It was a good time. No leaning, no nothing, whatever. It's just an interesting time when you get to do that. But let me get off my tangent here. Anyways, Elon's Musk social media platform X has just filed a suit in New York State to block the implementation of a law that would require the company to report the state of its efforts to censor speech and content deemed hateful or harmful. Last year, X won a similar suit in California, which was the framework of the New York law. Meanwhile, over at XAI, the artificial intelligence company funded by Musk and powered by Grok chatbots, they're looking to raise $4.3 billion in equity funding to continue developing the complicated AI models. Bloomberg reports the cash infusion comes as it burns through $1 billion a month in infrastructure. So there you go. Talking about some weird stuff, of course, because that's kind of what we do around here. Got an email last night from, I think it was ChatGPT, if I remember correctly. Let me make sure that I'm giving you the correcto mundo in regards of this. But I could have swore that ChatGPT sent me some info yesterday evening about a new chat box that it had come up with. And if I have this correct, Let me make sure that I can get this here. It was a new chat box that it has available for you. And so, of course, I was intrigued by it. Never got time to mess with it last night. But, hey, it's out there. It's out there now. Of course, I deleted the email. But, yeah, new chat box for ChatGPT came out yesterday in regards of you being able to use it. I believe it was .03. But it was only available on the pro level stuff. So I don't know. So there you go. There you go. So let's continue talking. Take a listen to this. Police in Virginia responded to a motel in early hours on Monday after a caller reported a 6-foot alligator prowling through the rooms. Yeah, you heard me correctly there. Fortunately, the authorities were somewhere that were able to track down the owner with the help of the Animal Protection Services. The gator was reportedly being transported to North Carolina Zoo. The reptile and its owner were escorted by police out of the area and were warned of the possession of such animal is illegal. This is according to WGLA. Yeah, WGLA was saying that it was illegal. Yeah, illegal to have that thing. I mean, what a cluster. You just said, hey, you know, I'm gonna rock around with this thing and nobody's going to give a crap. I don't think that that's exactly how that works, but you can have that idea, of course. So why don't we do this? Let's see if we can get some things rolling and bowling around here, because that is what we do. And let's see if we can get some sound on this. Let's hear.
It's got a lot of people talking.
Yeah, we showed this to you yesterday, a Fairfax County police responding to a report of an alligator roaming outside a motel. Here's part of what that call sounded like.
Yeah, how do you do an alpha?
Go ahead.
Yeah, there is actually an alligator outside of the hotel.
We're directing them.
So, yeah, this thing's giant. I don't even understand how somebody's walking next to it.
Yeah, 210 Alpha. If I lay down next to it, probably about 6 feet.
Did somebody say alligator? All right. We do have the owners of the alligator scene. They're advising that it is their pet that they are taking to a zoo.
Oh.
Okay. So there you go. I'll take your word for it. But yeah, let's pass on that. So there you go. Anyways, Qatar Airways takes the crown of the world's best airline for the 9th year in a row. It also received the awards of the world's best business class. Falling just a tad short of the top spot was Singapore Airlines, which has previously won the title 5 times. Rounding out the top was, Emirates and Anna All? Nippon Airways. So there you go. Qatar Airways Q Suite business class amenities include not just a lie flat seats, but turndown service with pajamas and slippers and doors that close for enhanced privacy. Meals are provided upon passengers' request from an a la carte menu, too. The airlines were ranked by international air transport ranker Skytrax, which looked at the global passenger satisfaction taken between September 2024 and May 2025. Over 325 airlines were included inside of the survey, and there is a full list of that available on their website. But believe me, we're not going to read all 325. We'd be here all day if we were doing that, that's for sure, in that particular regards. Should I give you the top 10? I'll give you the top 10. And number 10 was Hainan Airlines. And number 9 was Japan Airlines, which I've been on before, which I was pretty excited about. At number 8 was Air France. Number 7, Korean Air. Number 6, Turkish Airlines. At number 5, Anna Al Nippon Air, Airways. Emirates was number 4. Qatar Pacific Airline, Airways was number 3. Number 2 was Singapore Airlines. And like I said, Qatar Airways was number 1. As you notice, nothing from the U.S. was there. You don't get like a U.S. one. Let's see. Yeah, until like 22. 22 is Delta. 22. So there you go. If you start traveling, you got some ideas of what the hell's going on there. Okay, so let's talk about this real quick. Actor David H. Bell has died. He passed away on Sunday, according to Facebook posts from his sister. No further details were shared. Bell's most recent appeared in a live-action remake of Disney's Lilo and Stitch. He was only 46. Yeah, 46. What the hell, man? don't even understand what's going on there. That's some crazy times when you start thinking about some of this stuff in regards to that. Also, Food Network host Anna Burrell has died. No cause of death was shared other than that she passed away at her home in Brooklyn on Tuesday morning. She was 55 at the time of death. That one's been all over the place, just for information purposes. What else do we got? What else do we have here? Let's take a look. Fyre Festival Andy King married longtime boyfriend Craig McBlain at Scotland's historic castle on June the 14th. The couple got engaged last December after 6 years of dating. By the way, King is 62 and McBlain is in his 30s. Worth remembering, King's infamy comes from the 2019 Netflix documentary covering the festival, in which he suggested he perform sexual acts in order to secure a water shipment. I guess that's one way to try to secure stuff, but not sure if that would be the best way to go about it, but there you go. Okay, let's do this one. Let's get into the swamp. Get a load of this. An astonishing new report from the FBI Director Kash Patel shows the Chinese Communist Party intentionally flooded the United States with thousands of fake driver's licenses during the summer of 2020 to aid fraudulent voting practices ahead of the fall election. At least one confidential source indicated that the Chinese government wanted to get their citizens living here, legally or otherwise, fake American driver's license so that they could procure mail-in ballots. So there you go. And not just in speculation, either U.S. Customs in at least one incident found a shipment of 20,000 fake licenses during the time period. That was just reported that they found. It gets worse. The FBI lead investigator at the time, was Timothy Chevalovich. The same FBI official who said that Hunter Biden's laptop story should be investigated because it was a Russian disinformation plot to meddle with the election. And worse yet, in early January of 2021, before Biden took office, the Washington Examiner reported that the intelligence officials actively ignored reports about China's election influence schemes in order to hurt Trump. According to reports, is that the Senate Intelligence Committee at the time, the analysts appear to be reluctant at the analyze the China's broad information that they disagreed with Trump administration's policy, saying that the effect that they want the intelligence to be used to support these policies. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. Let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about the numbers before we get into our main story. The Dow lost about 299 points to close at 42,215 on Tuesday. The S&P lost about 50 points to close at 5,982. And the NASDAQ lost about 180 points to close at 19,521. West Texas Intermediate closed at $75 a barrel and Brent crude was at $77 a barrel. The average price of a gallon of gas was $3.16 on Tuesday, and Bitcoin tumbled down about 2%, trading just around $104,000, give or take. Also, tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $101 million jackpot or a $45.7 million cash payout, so if you want to play the game, it is definitely time to do so. So if you're ready for this, let's do it. Let's get into the main of the story of the main, because it feels like it is the right time to do so.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, main story time. Time to hang out, do our thing, talk about the world, complain, bitch, and moan, because that's what we do sometimes during our main story. And I have to tell you, I'm confused. I'm confused more and more as we get through things. I am confused more and more about how we get to some of the stuff that happens inside of the world. So are you ready? Good. I hope you are, because I am. So let's talk about this, because I have noticed this weird nuance that occurs more and more, and it makes no sense to me. If you are listening to this, there's more than likely that you're involved in your organization in either cultural transformation or you are a person who interacts with safety. It's kind of the way that it goes. The reason that I bring this up is because there seems to be this new nature of the beast where people put on these large-scale events. And I'm talking about these large-scale events where they have people come in and do speeches. And I'm talking about doing these speeches from the standpoint of, hey, we would love for you to come in and talk about your story and so on. Okay, cool. That's a cool thing to do. Oh, but by the way, if you come to our event and do your speech, we don't have a way to pay you. We don't have a way to compensate you for your time. But the exposure that you will receive will be the greatest of all time. And that's how they try to get people to come to the event and do it. So they're using your name to say that you're going to be there to speak, not pay you, but they're charging for people to come in. Like, seriously, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand the aspect there. So imagine if you were hanging out on the edge of safety and you were doing a virtual event and you were charging for people to attend this virtual event, $97 per person just to attend. And this is virtual. And then you tell the participants, or not the participants, the people that you want to have and come and speak, well, we're not paying for this. The exposure will be good for you, for people to see your name out there inside of our venue. But let's not forget that they're also recording this for them to repurpose later on. I don't understand. I remember a few years ago, there was an event that they asked me to come out and do some stuff. They wanted me to broadcast. They wanted me to have some camera stuff set up and all this. And they also wanted me to sell tickets. Not a problem. Stuff that we do. I told them the percentage that we would need to work for it. Ever since then, they never returned my call. And every year now, they don't even interact with me because they claim that they're a nonprofit, but they charge about $1,200 to almost $3,000 for this ticketed event. Nonprofit. I also have had some people inside of the oil companies turn around and tell me on how they can't pay because they're a nonprofit that was set up by the oil companies, even though they just have several brands. And why do I bring this up? Well, I bring this up for some different reasons here. Because I remember many years ago hearing the Joker say, if you're good at something, never do it for free. And, you know, it's kind of a cool thing to say, but not necessarily something I agree with 100%. Because, yeah, I understand giving back to the community, not a doubt whatsoever. But when you have somebody who's the greedy one, and they're sitting behind the scenes collecting the dough for they can put it inside of their pocket and not really helping the greater community, it makes no sense to me. And I bring this up because I want you to understand that as we talk about this, people are schemers sometimes inside of this place. Like, I will tell you, there's a pretty big global event that happens, or at least they claim there are a big global event that happens, and they go around different regions. And good luck when these people tell you they're going to pay you, if they ever pay you at all. And this is the stuff you have to look out for. It's the scheming that happens behind the scenes that most people won't talk about, but you know me. I have to talk about this stuff because that's just kind of what I do.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice. Sold your rebellion as a new initiative.
and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author J. Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
He's a man. It's awesome, funny, random. Doesn't make any sense, but it's good.
J. Allen in the morning on Radio.
Okay, here we are, hanging out on the Rated R Safety Show, our number one of the J. Allen The Morning Show, just in case. And this right here, Sienna Bourne, She Wants More. The song's called I Want More. Song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. And then we kind of go from there. Yep. Yep. Set it on fire. So there you go. Give it a little streamer-eamer action as we are doing our thing. So there it is. Let's get back into the move and the groove of the things going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because what else would we be doing? Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I would ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you'll see that there's information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. And that's just to name a few things that are readily available on there. TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. So there you go. Anyways, let's go and move on into some other things going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's what we need to do around here. Deal of an Idea Instant Ramen Maker Cup Noodles is releasing a new flavor that is sure to appeal to Gen Z, young millennials, and especially anyone who follows TikTok trends. Dill Pickle is their first limited release, blending a tangy, briny pickle vibes. That the classic instant noodles, cup noodles, say that they can mash up tapes fabulous when it strays from their usual chicken and veggie flavors. It drops this Saturday in select Walmarts and Albertsons stores. Let's see. In the U.S., the price is going to be about $1.17. This isn't the first quickly flavored. They've done this with s'mores and breakfast, too, all part of their rollout for more bold options. And if ramen sales are booming thanks to the inflation in social media hacks, the timing works perfectly. Meanwhile, Nestle just entered the game with Maggi noodles from India, offering spicy, globally inspired options. Instant noodles are having serious glow up, and it seems that the flavors wars are officially on. Judging by the evidence before, I've got to say, I'm pretty sure that someone who's pregnant is calling the shots at cup noodles. At least it seems that way. Also, I'd be the one to say TikTok officially needs to be stopped. Just right, I'll just try the stuff and then move on. That's just kind of the way that it goes. I don't know. Kind of a weird thing to be talking about, I think. What do you think about this whole thing? Is this a noodle cup that you would be interested in? I just wonder. I wonder on how it goes. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. No doubt about that. What else? Take a listen to this. A nap might soon be the perfect midday treat, but a new study suggests that it might cost might not be as harmless as one seems. Researchers looked at 86,000 people in the UK and found that those who took longer naps, had regular nap habits, or snoozed between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. were more likely to die early, even after adjusting to their overall health and lifestyle. The findings challenges the idea of classic power nap, especially since the midday snooze are usually considered ideal. Bottom line, your nap game might need to be rethought. And this may not be, maybe true, but if I don't nap, it's a bad idea for the health of the people around me. I'm just saying, some stuff to think about. Anyways, let's bring somebody in that's a little bit more positive about life, and let's bring some John Smalls in and let him tell us about what's going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Brian. 3 John 1:11 says, "Beloved, do not imitate what is evil. Rather, imitate what is good. Whoever does what is good is from God. Whoever does what is evil has never seen God." What an awesome verse. Do you do your best to emulate things that are good? I do, but I'll also admit I'm not perfect. Not even close. I'll continue to try to be better each day, but I'm always going to fall short. I'm never going to be perfect. Anyone who expects perfection, well, they're expecting too much. Nobody is perfect. Well, there was one guy who was perfect, and they crucified him. Strive to be better each and every day, even if you cannot be perfect.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. God-centered thinking does not deny the reality of our present situation, but it does put things into eternal perspective. Seen in the light of God's awesome power, the challenges we face no longer intimidate us. With God's help, we will overcome. What at first appears to be obstacles will prove to be opportunities. Isaiah 43 says, "When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Lord Jesus, help us to focus on you and your sufficiency rather than our circumstances. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
On Monday, Iran launched a new barrage of missiles at Israel in a continued escalation of conflict.
Missile debris struck the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv, and strikes hit residential and school buildings in Tel Aviv, Haifa, Bnei Brak, Petah Tikva, and Bat Yam. At least 5 civilians, including a 10-year-old boy, were killed, and more than 90 others were wounded, while nearly 300 were hospitalized amid the fourth day of hostilities. A drone targeting the U.S. consulate in Erbil was intercepted. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Israel responded with airstrikes targeting Iranian military and nuclear facilities in what it calls Operation Rising Lion. Joseph Eckerson reports.
The attacks commencing June 13th have reportedly killed senior commanders and damaged infrastructure tied to Iran's nuclear program. Israel asserts its actions aim to halt Iran's nuclear ambitions, drawing international criticism and calls for de-escalation from the EU, China, and Russia. U.S. leadership praised the strikes, but analysts warn of further regional retaliation. operation.
Denmark has begun a three-month test of an unmanned robotic sailboat fleet amid rising geopolitical tensions in the Baltic Sea.
The sail drone Voyager vessels are part of the Danish Armed Forces' effort to boost maritime surveillance and autonomy. The trial, launched June 16th, will assess capabilities for intelligence gathering, sea lane monitoring, and security patrols. Officials say results could inform future unmanned naval deployments in contested waters. Chris Anderson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Minnesota authorities have arrested a suspect in the shootings of two state lawmakers and their spouses at private residences.
Governor Tim Walz described the incident as targeted political violence, and additional security measures are being implemented for public officials. Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed at their home, and Senator John Hoffman and his wife were wounded elsewhere. Lawrence Keller reporting.
President Trump has arrived in Canada to attend the G7 summit in Kananaskis, where global leaders are expected to discuss trade, the ongoing Middle East tensions, and economic cooperation.
In remarks, he emphasized existing trade agreements and called for unity among member nations. Trump also held a bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney ahead of the group sessions. Observers are watching closely for any shifts in trade policy or alliances. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Protests erupted in Los Angeles following immigration enforcement actions by federal agents.
Demonstrators called for sanctuary protections and an end to mass deportations, leading to crowd warnings from several foreign consulates. Authorities issued alerts urging civilians to avoid protest areas, and the city responded by imposing a temporary curfew downtown. The unrest prompted international advisories for visiting citizens from multiple countries. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Pop quiz, hotshot. During a heat wave, what's more important, air conditioning or air guitar?
Is it air conditioning?
Air guitar. The answer is always air guitar.
Apparently, the answer is always air guitar. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2018, President Trump orders the U.S. military to set up the Sixth Branch, a space force. Its mission is to organize, train, and equip space forces in order to protect the U.S. and allied interests in space and to provide space capabilities to the joint force. Its responsibilities included developing military space professionals, acquiring military space systems, maturing the military doctrine of force space power, and organizing space force to present to the combat and commands. So that happened back on this date in 2018. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Bailey Bass turns 22. Willa Holland turns 34. Josh Dunn, 37. Richard Madden turns 39. Scooter Braun turns 44. Blake Shelton turns 49. Mara Hobble, 54. Kim Dickens, 60. Carol Kane, 73. And also Isabella Rossini turns 73. And Paul McCartney turns 83 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's International Picnic Day, International Panic Day, International Sushi Day. So there you go. Some things to celebrate for sure, if you're so inclined to do so. Also, I've never met anyone, if you wanted a random joke, by the way, let me give you this one. I've never met anyone who wanted to save the world without my financial support. Think about that for a moment. It'll make sense. Also, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What profession that doesn't receive tips should? What profession that doesn't receive tips should? If you have a question for the water cooler, try this. Just 2 in 100 people have these. What are they? 2 in 100 people. It's green eyes. So there you go. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so if you want to come and hang out with me as we get to do the things that we do. No doubt about that. If not, you can hang out here on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. A man convinced against his own will of the same option still. Yep. Think about that. That's a weird one, but if you think about it, it will make sense in the long run. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
You testing all my patience, caught up and leave me jaded, wasted on conversations. It doesn't seem to make a difference.